how we can stimulate you today. The Doug Steffen Good Way to Stimulation involves Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, you, and lots of people who are just like you, who want to know what's going on in the world. Not the same old stuff. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. If we hear another discussion about the budget and the debt. Although, I thought maybe you'd be interested to know the story behind the story. Would you like to have some information that nobody else has?
Sure.
I love it.
About
yes.
the essence of the discussion. What actually are these birds talking about? The so-called debate on the debt. I have a cheat sheet. The talks over the debt, the plans that are on the table, simplified so that ordinary folks like you and me can understand what the heck these bozos are talking about.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right. The current debt is $14.29 trillion, which, by the way, is the value of the European Union's total gross domestic product. Everything produced in the European Union is equal to what we owe to whoever it is that's holding the paper. Got that? That sort of puts it into some sort of relative, it's absurd, but there's a relative link to a reality. All right? Next item, August 2nd, the date that the feds say we hit the debt limit. That is, we keep borrowing every day. I don't know if it's not like when you buy a car, once every 3 years, you go borrow the money for the car. You want to buy a house, once every 30 years, you go out and you borrow the money for... You have certain things that you're borrowing against. Us, no. The government borrows every day. We just keep using whatever money doesn't come into the treasury, we have to go out and borrow it. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we don't have money coming in every day. They say, on August 2nd, everything stops. Why? They still have money coming in every day. Why does everything stop? Good question, right? Anybody know the answer to that? Because there is no good answer to it. 800-510-8255. All right, here we go. Next, $2.4 trillion. That's the increase to the debt limit that is necessary to keep the money going until Election Day 2012. Isn't that
weird,
an extraordinary coincidence? Extraordinary. $4 trillion, the amount of deficit reduction, the grand compromise, if you will. So there are fallback plans that are built in case Congress and all these guys can't come up with some agreement. And you've heard those discussed on the Sunday chat shows, right? Ad nauseum. Attachment of this amount of money to that amount of money. What I want to know is, how come we aren't trying to save money or study? When they say we don't have enough money to pay the soldiers, okay, so pay the soldiers first and don't pay the stuff down at the bottom. You know, when you look at your bills, how do you pay your bills, Richie? Do you look at the most important ones first? You pay those, and if there's enough money, you pay the ones on the bottom next week when you have enough money.
Well, I mean, obviously, you prioritize, your debts.
Okay. So in this
mortgage first
circumstance, no, they don't do that. Everybody gets treated the same. And the guy who is, whatever his idea of what's important, you all know that there are things the government does that you are disgusted with because they aren't important. So who decides what is spent and what isn't spent? It's all political, right? It is. It's all politics. So there are, and I find it interesting to look at some of these as we look, you cover various things. By looking, I do anyway, online at the various stories, and the stories are full of ads. Stop the debt increase, says, there's a website called nodebtincrease.com.
Of course there is.
There is.
Of course.
So find it. Nodebtincrease.com.
Right,
yeah. Now here's the next ad. This is what I find most interesting of all of the stuff, the nuance. Here's another website, investinganswers.com. A list of 407 banks that could fail if the government doesn't come up with some kind of a deal the first part of August. Right? They're all going to fail. It's the end of the world.
Mm.
It's sweeping. It's significant. It's a new realm in reality. So why would they not pay the Medicare bills? Because they're visible. And that's how you threaten people. Oh, my God, we can't run out of money to pay Medicare.
Right. It's always like Social they Security. Cut the fire station and the police the minute right. they want locally right. to yep. get you to vote for
sure.
more money.
Yeah.
They cut the big stuff like that.
Right. Well, they cut the stuff that affects you most so that you don't want to give yeah. it up so that you
right.
keep paying the taxes.
Yeah. Okay. Happy days are here again. La 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 la. Happy days are here again. All right. So I've had enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happened with the folks from the Westboro Baptist Church over the weekend. Are you eager to find out what they're up to?
Mm-hmm.
Our friends, the Phelps family, the friendly Phelps family.
They got into a tragic camper accident and all drove off of a cliff. That would be horrible.
Well,
the fiery cry.
I don't think there are any cliffs in Panama City, Florida.
Right,
at least.
So they drove into
the ocean.
Well, there you go. That's something we can only hope for. They went to a church on Friday, where there was a funeral for the Teutenberg family. 7 people killed in a plane crash. So they decided they'd go there, attend the service to protest. What are they protesting?
They don't like planes now?
Well, they will. What they do with their MO now, Richie, is to scour the country for high-profile funerals, right. no matter what the circumstance. And they show up. But in this circumstance, on Friday, a Florida radio station, WYYX, in Panama City, derailed their plans to protest. They got all their listeners to go to where the funeral was and to circle it so that the nutbirds from the Westboro Baptist Church couldn't be seen, couldn't be heard, not unlike what the motorcycle guys do
right.
when there's a funeral of a serviceman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are so crazy, they are so crazy, that they will go any place there's a funeral, no matter what, how the people die. This is a tragic plane crash that took place last week. 7 members of the same family all killed. And these people are going to go there and they died because there are gays in America. That's how come they died. These people are lunatics. Not that it isn't good that they have the freedom to express themselves, but it's good that we have the freedom to get in their face.
I don't get the connection with the plane crash, though. We're like the Wright brothers gay and we didn't know this or something.
Yeah, the Wright brothers and Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Both, they're all, right, they're all
yeah,
gay.
Yeah.
Right. Aye, 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 aye. Okay, anyway. Here's David, who's in San Francisco, that wants to be heard on one of these controversies. David, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir? Happy Monday.
Hey, morning, Doug. Yeah, it is Good Monday.
Let me congratulate you, first of all, David, on what a swell
who's
phone.
Your cell provider?
You know what? It's an FBI right. filter. He's being screened. Yeah,
you sure it's not News of the World or a Rupert Murdoch's outfit?
Am I sounding strange?
We can't use
connection
you right
issue there, David.
Too bad.
I think the FBI has tapped your phone and they are protecting you and your witness protection program.
Maybe, Richie, you can talk to him and see if there's something that you can bang his phone on maybe you can bang his phone on something that'll fix it. A little bit of fixing is good. We like fixing. Good day at 16 past the hour. I want to talk to you about something that has been a part of my reality for quite a long time. You know that I'm very interested in health. And I'm interested in a healthy lifestyle, interested in being healthy, and I want my friends to be healthful, like Jennifer. I want to tell you about an aloe-based product which balances out pretty much everything in your system. Aloe, L-A-L-O-E. You know about aloe? Have you ever heard of aloe?
Of course.
Like aloe vera?
We keep plants around for burns and stuff.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sunburns and things like that. It's
sure.
Used.
It has been known for centuries to be a great healer. And so some research has been done on aloe cure, A-L-O-E-C-U-R-E. And the findings are pretty, pretty amazing. 2 years of testing in a government-certified laboratory. The tests show that when used as directed, it significantly reduces problems like your liver. I have, I didn't realize, I think I told you on the air, I had fatty liver. Right. Did I tell you that? I think I
yeah.
did tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
You did say that, which is weird fatty. Because usually you get that from drinking or...
Right, and I don't drink.
Yeah, I should have a fatty liver.
Yes, you should. But I have it for whatever the reason, because there's a little weakness apparently in my liver function. And so I have gone on this, and Ken says what it'll do is reduce blood glucose. I always mispronounce that. Glucose. It's G-L-U-C-O-S-E. Yeah, right, exactly. If you have type 2 diabetes, for example, the Mayo Clinic website states that aloe vera taken internally might help you lower and control blood sugar levels. Okay. So here's what I want you to sort of think about. Maybe you might want to try this out. Brand new focus. You want to wake up every day feeling extraordinarily well, feeling great. You, as a listener to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, have an opportunity to call 855-TRY-ALOCURE. That's 855-TRY-ALOCURE. 855-TRY-ALOCURE, and they will give you up to a free month's supply, plus some extra bonus gifts, which they'll explain when you call 855-TRY-ALOCURE. I think you'll be very happy with the results. 855-TRY-ALOCURE. It's one of those things that really does balance out your system, and balance is important to all of us. All right, the number one more time for a free supply of AloCure is 855-TRY-ALOCURE.
Are your kids disrespectful and defiant? Mine were too. My name is Geraldine Lewis. My kids fought with me constantly. They threw things and slammed doors when I told them no. One day, my husband heard an ad on the radio for James Lehman's Total Transformation. We ordered it and the behavior changed immediately. Our kids are calmer and more respectful now. There's no more arguing and screaming, all because we know how to handle them now. Even their teachers can't believe the difference. Before this program, we couldn't even go to restaurants without an outburst. Now, we go out to eat and even took our first family vacation, and it was great. When I told James Lehman about my family, he asked me to be a spokesperson and share our story, and I agreed. Because if one family can turn around the way we did with the Total Transformation, it's worth it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-454-6818. 1-800-454-6818. It's guaranteed, so call now. 1-800-454-6818.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Why just eat when you can eat and play? Head to Dave & Buster's for our Eat & Play combo. For just $15.99, you get a $10 game card and your choice of one of eight tempting entrees. Let loose on cutting-edge games like Guitar Hero and Time Crisis. Then dig into unbelievably tasty entrees like our famous Blackjack Chicken or Philly Cheesesteak. The $15.99 Eat and Play Combo, only at Dave & Buster's. Eat and Play Combo available all day Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Pricing varies in select locations.
Anyone after on Good Day?
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, Brian, pick up line two. It's Bill.
Hey, Bill, it's Brian. What's up, bud?
Hey, Brian, I've only got a couple seconds before the plane takes off. I hope you can hear me, but I got a story that I think that all of our listeners absolutely have to hear about. I mean, this one's off the charts. You're not going to believe it.
What's up?
I can't tell you about the whole thing right now because we're heading out, but this one's big.
What's got you so fired up?
Brian, this is really Indiana Jones stuff. I've uncovered a survival food, I guess you can call it even a superfood, that actually kept an entire civilization not only alive, but thriving. And I'm bringing it back.
An entire civilization?
Well, legend has it that the warriors in this empire could march for days with just a very small amount of this stuff.
Wow, it's that potent?
Brian, I don't have time right now because the plane's going to take off, but we're going to put it all on the website, survivalsuperfoods.com.
What's the website, Bill? You're breaking up a bit.
At survivalsuperfoods.com.
All right, Bill. Survivalsuperfoods.com. I'll see you when you land.
A website which we have visited, and there's a gentleman, a minister, who runs... the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas. He pickets all over Topeka, Kansas every day, has since the summer of 1995, and goes elsewhere around the country, wherever he can achieve attention to himself and his zealot stand against homosexuality. Reverend Fred Phelps from Westboro Baptist Church. Reverend Phelps, good morning.
Congratulations. We've just broken a new record for the shortest interview ever in the history of the Doug Steffen Show.
He left?
He hung up.
Yes.
Is this Reverend Phelps?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Doug Steffen. I guess we're somehow or other disconnected during the playing of some of the things from your website. Are you ready to go on the air?
No, we weren't somehow disconnected. You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag. You have a nice day.
Sir, you don't know me at all. Have a nice day.
This guy is a wacko.
let's try him again.
All right.
That's always one of my favorites. An oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Fred Phelps. The friendly Fred Phelps family. And another one of their dastardly deeds in Florida over the weekend. 20, they were put in their place, though. That's cool. Actually, it was on Friday. It's 25 after the hour. Monday on the Good Day program. All right, Richie, what's the verdict on our phones? Are we going to have a phoneless day?
No.
We'll be fine. Fine?
Sure, absolutely.
We'll be fine.
Let your heart not be troubled, my friend.
Okay, Richie, thank you. What was the name of the Dolly Parton movie with Burt Reynolds?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw that play when I was a kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Okay, so listen to this. There's a twist.
Okay.
All right, you ready for a twist?
Twisty.
This is the twist. All right. I have an ant crawling across my paper here.
Everybody stop.
Yep. Here's a couple of professors. Those of you who are listening in Albuquerque, maybe you know some more the story behind the story. 800-510-8255. A couple of professors are accused of running a sophisticated prostitution web site in Albuquerque. Police say they wanted to create a place where respected men like them could go without having to worry about getting caught. And so these are men that all are prominent men, had a lot to lose if they were caught. Apparently, they were caught.
The Heidi Fleiss list.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yeah. In the black
book. Right, exactly. Right. So investigators there have filed criminal complaints against a Professor F. Chris Garcia. Also, he's from the University of New Mexico. And also a Fairleigh Dickinson prof named David Flory. And four others accused of promoting prostitution through their website called Southwest Companions. Want to check that out, Jennifer?
Southwest Companions.
Southwest Companions. They've both been placed...
Weird virus.
I don't know. Is that what happens when you go to those websites, Richie?
What's that?
The site was created in 2005 by a woman who was involved in this ring, but she was apparently cut out, or somehow or other she was involved. I guess the story behind the story is she was involved with one of these professors, and he then discharged her. And so she, you know, what is that old expression? There's no fury like the scorn of a woman who's
been... woman scorned.
Like right. A woman scorned, yeah.
So she turned him in.
Uh-oh.
She was the one who organized it with them. She was involved with one of them. And then he decided that he liked the younger, sleeker model. So she got tossed. And so that she went to the Santa Fe police, apparently, or Albuquerque. I'm not sure. It was in Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. And she's now acting as the chief prosecution witness. Yeah, how silly this is.
Let me tell you something.
Why isn't prostitution legal?
You never get away with these things, man.
Yeah. Yeah,
never.
It isn't.
You're always going to get caught.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. It's kind of silly, kind of a shame. But yet, look out.
Interesting website.
Is it? Can you describe it in a tactful way?
No, I can't. I'm talented, but I'm that good.
Really? No kidding. So it's still up and running then. That's what I find interesting.
Yeah, there's you have to go in through a different website called Chloe Bloom now or something. I don't know. They have it redirected.
Really? The lady's name is Kara Garrett. Maybe the new lady is Chloe Bloom.
Maybe. You never know.
So who in Albuquerque knows a little about, maybe this is just enough information to be dangerous. I mean, the only reason I would discuss something like this is because it's kind of interesting what goes on, and it's not something that we'd spend a lot of time talking about. I just find these sorts of things. It bothers me that these things take up the time of our legal professionals. That's plus the fact it's kind of funny that this woman turned him in. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you on the same page as your spouse when it comes to planning for retirement? Most couples are not. A recent study by Fidelity Investments showed that husbands and wives often have very different plans and expectations about the future, from when and where they'll retire to how they'll finance their lifestyle. Chris McDermott, Senior Vice President at Fidelity.
Fidelity's research found that less than half of couples handle retirement investment decisions jointly. Even more concerning is that only 17% say they are completely confident that their spouse is prepared to assume sole responsibility of their finances if necessary. To improve their retirement readiness, couples must take the time to have honest, meaningful discussions about their retirement goals and priorities, either on their own or with an investment professional.
For more information, including a 10-step checklist to help couples get better prepared for retirement, visit fidelity.com/couplesviewpoint. I'm Molly McKinney. Keep in mind that investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We use 50 kinds of fasteners and...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase. purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hope Against Hope, 33 after the hour, by the way, 27 before the new hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm
sorry,
Doug.
Wrong class.
Hey, it's Jennifer. What did you say? What?
Wrong class. Oops.
What did you say? What?
You said this is the Doug Steffen program. I said, oh, sorry, wrong class.
What did you think? You're on the Bill Bennett show, are you?
Oh, no. That's the boring one. That's where you sleep in the back.
I see, yeah. Right, and the man cow is where you put the dunce cap on in the back corner.
Exactly.
Right? Let's see. What about Imus? What do we do there? We look for people with various hairdos.
Put oxygen on in a cowboy hat.
Right.
That's right.
All right, so here we are on the Good Day program, and then there's America's Morning Snooze.
Always good to have a nice snooze.
Right. Snooze, you lose. All right. So here we have a lot of things going on. Carmageddon this weekend. Much ado about nothing. Zero, nada. My son called me. Jennifer says, I saw a picture yesterday of taken from the Skirball Center of the 405 on the corner there. With no,
there's no traffic. That was the fun part.
There were a couple of people who somehow got caught. There was a 10-mile stretch from the 101 to the 10 that was closed, so that they could work on it over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And the predictions were horror, nightmare, end of the world.
Buy groceries. Yeah.
And nothing happened. It was no big deal. It was like the news media.
It was great. I say let's do it every weekend. I had no traffic. I went to Orange County. I went to Hollywood this weekend. Yeah. I was all over the place and no problem.
So I'm looking at the bridge that they wanted to demolish. Is that because they're widening it? That's the bridge that goes over from Mulholland and connects to the Skirball and on to Sepulveda on the other side. I mean, if I've been over that bridge once, I've been over it 400 times. And I don't understand.
This is funny. I've never been over that bridge
before.
Haven't you? The second point that's funny is they only took down half of it. So we're going to have to go through all of it again.
Next month.
Next year.
But there's not a new bridge to replace it.
No, but the reason they didn't take down the other half, and this is kind of outrageous, is that the residents there didn't want them to.
Yeah, but how are you going to get across onto the other side of the 405?
Exactly. Just take the whole thing down. Ugh.
I don't understand how you're going to get. That's what I'm wondering is, how do you get, because a lot of Mulholland traffic and the Sepulveda traffic that comes up on the other side. How do you have to, hello?
Hello?
How do you get across to the other side?
Weird how that's going to be.
I don't want to make this too inside. I used to live up on Mulholland, and I would go over this bridge 2, 3, 4 times a day sometimes that year that I lived in that house. And I don't begin to understand how you get from one side to the other. There's something missing here in all of this. But the pictures, there were people who somehow or other got stuck. They closed it on either end, and there were about 10, 15 people who just left their cars in the 405, got off. They got out of their cars and they just walked wherever. They just left their cars there.
Yeah.
I don't get what
went on. There was a lot of people. There was a car chase yesterday. That was the big news.
Really? On the 405? Where it was closed?
Before it all ended, there was a car chase. That was about
perfect.
It. But there was nothing that happened.
So it could have been like the Blues Brothers, where they drive off the bridge with no end?
Yeah, exactly.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so let's see what else has happened. We're all still here, right? It's Monday.
Yes.
I'm touching myself. I'm here. Richie, you had... I want to spend a minute talking about Rich's dad's service.
Yeah, I want to hear. Was it? Rich said that it was nice and...
Well, it's better that I tell the story probably than Richie, although I may ask him for some clarification. Richie was the...
Doug thinks it's always better when he tells the story.
Yeah, in this case, it probably is.
Well, what I, you know, not to bring it around to me, Richie was the spokesperson, and there were probably 250 people on the 14th hole of this golf course in, I don't even know what town we were in, frankly. I followed Mike... Mike
Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Montgomery Village.
Nice residential community. Nice golf course. And a really good obstacle in the water there. And whatever other things you get on golf courses that are good to trap you. And so on the 14th hole, all these people gathered around. It was pretty hot, but it wasn't sunny, so it was bearable. And it was just for noontime. And the procession started. This is what was cool about this, Jennifer. All of you imagine, you play golf, you use a golf cart, right? So there was a procession instead of a hearse bearing the body in that somber black hearse and all that. There are about a dozen golf carts.
20
golf
wow.
carts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20 golf carts that come around the water and stop where everybody's gathered on the 14th hole.
Mm-hmm.
And the families in one, and then the related, all of the various members of family and friends, close friends, I guess, in this procession. And they get out, and everybody's visiting and talking, and basically having a good time. And then the service begins, sort of an informal service, a couple of words from a preacher. And then there was a basket full of doves that were released, and it was the most wonderful. It was a great touch. There was a poem, which I wish I had a copy of, some people would say it was corny. It wasn't corny. It was nicely, it was appropriate for the festivities, because that's really what I felt. I didn't feel like it was a funeral. It was a festivity.
Yeah, and that's right. Exactly
And that's
the
what
intention.
You wanted.
Sure.
That was the intention.
Yeah.
Richie got a little tearful, but he was much better than his two brothers in terms of being able to communicate.
Yeah.
His two brothers aren't communicators. One of them, Rusty, was happy to tell the audience that Richie was a big-time DJ. And then he said, sorry, Doug.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It was a family that had lots of friends and lots of feelings. And that's what I got out of it, plus some macaroni and some turkey for lunch.
There you go.
But it was 3 or 4 hours of good camaraderie. It was appropriate. I remembered, there are a lot of pictures of your father, and it was kind of neat to see at all ages you with your horrible teeth when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't call Rich's teeth horrible.
Oh, my God. Awful.
I had braces for 6 years.
Yeah, terrible.
Really?
But his long hair, he really was very cute. And I'm surprised Fred Phelps wasn't there. We gotta take a couple of golf balls. Instead of hitting the golf ball. Here they had a 21. This Jennifer, this was really very cool. We should have gotten some pictures. Nobody's got any pictures.
I have pictures.
Do you?
Yeah, there's one on my Facebook page. Yeah.
Right. You don't take too many pictures at it.
No, the golf shot thing I thought was cool though. So
yeah,
I
was cool.
Pictures of that.
Who's answering the phone, Richie? Might be nice.
Evan.
Yeah. In his next life.
We're on vacay, Doug.
Yeah. Anyway, so there were 7 people that stood up at the tee.
Mm-hmm.
And they all took 3 shots, and it was
7 of my dad's golf buddies.
Right.
He made the 8th, giving them 2 foursomes that they played with every Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, and they stood and each hit 3 balls for a 21-gun salute out onto the fairway. And then there were some ashes that were dropped on the end of that particular green, And it was just, it was very unique. It was very appropriate. And it was nothing about it that anyone could find fault with. It was a, it was just very nicely done. And I think probably much of the credit goes to you. Your mother would certainly give you much of the credit, and so would your brothers.
Yeah,
coming up with an idea. That was,
I had the original idea, and then it just kind of grew from there. And, you know, and there was lots of input. And it was it was lots of, he would have dug it, man. He would he would have said, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, he probably did say, this is cool.
Well,
he was probably watching. And then we,
cool.
after you guys went back to the, to the clubhouse for the festivities, we rode over to the willow tree that he called the McFadden willow tree because they always sliced it.
Yeah.
And it landed over at this willow tree. Beautiful. It sits over the water, and it's up on top of this fairway.
Yeah.
And then we went ahead, and we had a plaque made that we had put on the tree.
Yeah.
And spread his ashes around the tree, dropped a bunch of roses, and had a little statement.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
It was very cool. It was stimulating. It was the kind of thing that made you think about the life of the person who really, it was, okay, there were a few mentions of God and Jesus and stuff like that, which is, that's swell. But really, when it gets right down to it, it wasn't about all of that stuff. It was about him and the people that he affected, and I think that's what was stimulating about it. And the people he affected were his family and his friends, the people he did business with. It was just, you know, all the way around, you got the sense that this guy mattered. And that's what a funeral is supposed to be about, isn't it? Don't you want to celebrate how much that person that's gone mattered to you, to your family, to your life? And so, yeah, there are tears, but in fact, maybe because he didn't have to suffer, he was going to go through them.
That's
awful.
Perfect. Yeah.
It was really the right way for him to hit the road.
Yep, absolutely.
Right. Yep. So anyway, my tribute to you, and I guess your family. I just I don't like funerals, and I don't go to them, and. Unless I feel very moved, because I think most of the time they're nonsense.
I mean, hey, whoever likes going to them.
No, you don't
I
like to, but let
some
people.
One, but, you know, you have to. You're there to support, and you flew all the way down from Boston to be there. That meant a lot to me, and I appreciate that. So, it's you know, you go there to support your friends.
Right.
Basically what
exactly.
You do. Nobody
That's
wants
it.
To go.
Although,
you know.
What was that slice you took at me about? About arguing, you took a slice of me.
Only I could find an opportunity at a funeral to take a shot at Doug.
Exactly. Okay, so what'd you do?
But basically, the life lesson I take away most from my dad is he was a golden rule kind of guy. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
And I told a story about how my dad handled a situation with an irate customer on the showroom floor one day.
Actually, it's a great story, but you got to tell that story because it makes it that much more worthwhile.
You want me to tell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It tells what your father is all about, actually.
Yeah, back in the, I don't know, I guess it was back in the late 70s to early 80s, my dad was the general sales manager of a Pontiac dealership on Rockville Pike in Montgomery County, Maryland. And
in case you didn't get it, folks, if you're new to the program, the McFadden family's in the car dealer.
Yes.
Car business.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So He sees one of his salesmen getting into a little bit of a tiff with a customer, and the customer is upset, so he walks out on the showroom floor to see if he can help them, and come to find out that the customer is upset that he cannot get his permanent tags for his new vehicle because his temporary tag has expired. So my dad talks to the salesman, and the customer had written a check for a $2,000 deposit, but had placed the check on hold and needed to make the check good. Well, they couldn't give him his permanent tags until he made that check good. So my dad explained to him, all we need to do is to get the $2,000 from you, and we can go ahead and release your permanent tags, and you can be on your way. At which point, the customer took $2,000 in cash, threw it up in the air, and it all came flying down on the showroom floor. And my dad looks at the gentleman, and he says, "Sir, when you're ready to give me the cash in an adult manner, I'll be in my office," and turns around and walks away.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "There's never been a better feeling in my life than to look over my shoulders and to see that guy on his hands and
picking
knees
up his cash.
Picking up his cash." And to which I said, "This was a great lesson for me, and it taught me how to deal with out of control situations." And I just looked at Doug, and I went, "Doug, that's for you." And Doug just laughed.
It was appropriate.
It was good.
It was very good. So good for you and good for your family.
Just the few things that you learn out of something like this, though, however many pictures you have of your parents.
Not enough.
Take more.
Not enough, yeah.
I don't have enough pictures of just me and my dad.
Yeah.
Just take more. Yeah. Whatever you're doing this weekend, just stop, pick up your camera, take a picture.
Yeah.
If it's just the two of you or if it's the ten. I mean, I got plenty of pictures of my dad with me, you know, something like that. But just take more.
Mm.
Get more. And then also kind of think a little bit about what your parents' plans want to be if you're at that thing. Or Doug, even though you're not even close, tell your kids. Make it sure that
they know
what's going on. Yeah.
Manure pile for me.
Yep. It makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
So definitely do it.
Right. 14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm on the farm. Jennifer's in Los Angeles, site of this weekend's karma.
Getting.
How about a moment for a special deal? A free sample of a product that now has been recognized by people all across our country. In fact, all over Europe and in Asia as well, as the best way to stop the pain at the site in your body that aches, whether it's your shoulder, I'm touching my shoulder, your neck, your back, wherever you have aches and pains, you can use Salonpas because it works for 12 hours of relief. That is long-lasting relief. And you don't want to take those pills, all that stuff, the ibuprofen and Advil and stuff that, for many people, upsets their stomach. This is a special deal. You can get a free sample of Salonpas and a valuable coupon by going to DougSteffen.com and click on the Salonpas button. It is a recommended tool in the arsenal of fixing simple sprains, strains, backache, arthritis, bruises, that sort of thing. The active ingredients in these various Salonpas patches are pain relievers. Now, there are two or three different types. You'll get relief right away that lasts for up to 12 hours. And in order to figure out how it works, the folks are offering through our website a free patch so you can actually see or feel how it works. If you have pain right now, though, you may want to go to your local drugstore, superstore. Look for the brand Salonpas. Otherwise, get your free patch at DougSteffen.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings!
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings!
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings!
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Calm down, sir. Will you please just calm down?
Yeah.
Oh, 51 minutes after the hour.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate.
Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Technology time on Good Day, 53 past the hour. The technology world, shaken a little bit, not stirred. Well, maybe stirred up a little bit. The question about how much Facebook is worth has come up in the past week or so. Richie, this guy, Zuckerberg, started a company, whether he stole the idea or not from others. The surge in social networking has caused the valuation of this thing to go from when it was first sort of started in 2005. At the end of the year, it got about $12 million of venture capital from a group of people that valued Facebook at about $100 million. And over the years, there have been other people who have put some money into it. So there are people that own pieces of it. Goldman Sachs, in fact, buying.
They just jumped in.
Right, exactly. Okay, so now the speculation is that Zuckerberg's company is worth, Facebook's worth $100 billion, which is twice what Microsoft seems to be worth.
Well, because it's connected to a whole lot more people.
Yeah, it really is. And it'll be worth, by the year 2015, it'll be worth $140 billion. Yeah. According to some of the venture capitalist people.
If they don't drive it into the ground somehow.
Yeah. And now Groupon and some of these others finally go public, think that there's things are worth $20, $30 billion apiece, which seems like nothing. Well, but because the budget deficit the country has is in the trillions. Now, you know, it used to be a big deal if you were a millionaire.
Yeah.
No big deal anymore. Are you a billionaire? Yeah, that's something to be, to be happy about, I guess, as long as you use your money well. But this kid could be worth billions and billions and billions of dollars because of what the company's worth. It's a pretty amazing story, actually. Speaking of good stories, amazing stories, how much time a day would you guess that mothers, your mom, your wife, spends with their smartphones? Smartphones. And moms, the Focus, Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, has the answer for you next year on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is GEICO.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials, find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
6 out of 10 moms have a smartphone, and get this, they spend more than 6 hours a day using it. Which is why I want to tell you about a terrific new smartphone app called Red Rover. It's available for iPhones and Android devices, and it's free. Red Rover is a social network for moms that incorporates your location, which means you can turn to it when you're driving with your kids and you're looking for a good child-friendly restaurant close to where you are at that moment. It'll even tell you where the cleanest bathrooms are and the closest medical facilities. Red Rover also lets you make plans with other moms in your network, so you can use it to arrange play dates, park trips, and other activities. Red Rover is a free download for iPhones and Android devices, and it works on your computer's web browser as well. Go to RedRoverApp.com for more information. That's RedRoverApp.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, mom-friendly apps.
Apple has won a suit, patent disputes against HTC. What is HTC?
HTC is a brand of Android phone.
Ah. So Apple sued them because there's they have ownership of some data technology that HTC supposedly stole.
Yeah.
And the data is used for detecting phone numbers and emails?
Yes. It looks through the information... let's say you get a text message.
Yeah.
And it looks through that text message and says, oh, here's a phone number. Or, oh, here's an email
message.
We're
not talking about
the
same kind of stuff, the conspiracy, the news corporation.
No.
That kind of stuff.
No, this is if you get a text and there's a phone number, how that phone number all of a sudden becomes a link and you can just hit it and it'll dial it.
Got it.
And that's the big thing here is... Everybody uses this, so Apple will get rich if everybody has to pay them to use it.
Rich! Oh, there's Rich right there.